It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. NHPR has been covering the 2020 presidential primary for several months already, and this week we're trying something different. We're asking for your help. We're inviting you to weigh in on how you think we should cover this campaign. What are the issues you want to hear about, and what kind of stories are most important to you? We want to know, and it could shape our future programming. Joining me now are two members of NHPR's newsroom to explain, reporter Casey McDermott and news director Dan Barrick. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rick.
Okay, so Dan, tell me what you're up to here.
Yeah, well, what we're doing is really a new approach to how we sort out some of our editorial priorities here. So normally when we're thinking about a big story, we gather as a newsroom editors and reporters and producers and think through different lines of reporting and different angles. And we are still doing that a lot in our primary coverage. But we've been really thinking for a while about how to get more outside voices and perspectives into our coverage. We want to really involve the public in this because it's obviously such a big story, not only the presidential primary, the Democratic primary, but the general election next year. And want to make sure that our own assumptions on what's important or what's interesting aren't the only thing shaping our storylines. We invest a lot of resources in this as a story, obviously. It's a newsroom-wide effort. And we want to make sure we're using them in the right way and producing journalism that is meaningful to people and helps them understand what's at stake in this election.
You want to be responsive to the audience, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah. Casey, how are we going to gather this input?
So it's pretty straightforward. We put together a short survey, so just a few questions that really try to get at a few different angles of how we approach the coverage. First, we're going to ask people just a little bit about themselves so that we have a better understanding of where they're coming from as a voter, and also how much attention or they're paying or maybe not paying to the political process right now. But we also want to hear from them what kind of policy issues are most important from them, what kind of questions they would ask candidates if given the chance, and also what kind of questions they have about the primary process in general.
Okay, so after we gather this information, what do you plan to do with that feedback?
So I want to start by saying that we're not going to actually publish any of the responses without asking permission of the people who filled it out first. So this isn't something where, you know, they'll see their responses quoted in a news story. We would obviously go back to them and ask them for permission before we did that. But we're hoping that it'll serve a few purposes internally. You know, like Dan said, on one level, it'll give us a gut check when we're deciding how to cover stories or how to cover campaign events to make sure that we're really doing it in a way that's most useful and most valuable to our audience. We're also thinking that it could help whenever we're planning interviews with candidates. You know, already we've had an opportunity to talk to a number of the presidential hopefuls that are coming through New Hampshire. But as we move forward, we may take some of the questions that people have provided in this survey saying that this is something that they want to ask a presidential candidate. And we could actually put this to the presidential candidates ourselves to maybe get them an answer.
And if folks are interested in taking part in this survey, Dan, where can they find it?
It'll be at our website, nhpr.org. We'll also be sharing it on all our social media platforms. And we're really hoping people take part. We're really excited to hear just what comes in, what people are interested in, what they want to hear from us.
Okay. We'll be waiting for responses from our listeners. That is NHPR's news director, Dan Barrick, and reporter Casey McDermott joining us here in the studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.